This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we found this survey about how long you can leave dishes in the sink, and we never expected it to send Steve into a low Earth orbit.
I don't know why this did, buddy. I know.
What is wrong with, why are you so mad?
I thought all you guys were doing it dumb and wrong, and why
you don't ever put dishes in the sink,
why
ever?
Why would you ever put dishes in the sink?
Because you're going to clean them in a bit.
Then I have to take them out of the sink. Okay, are we talking, let's go old school, when we had to hand wash dishes in a sink. Everybody puts their dirty dishes in the sink when it's time to wash the dirty dishes. Yeah. Now I have to take them all out of the sink, fill the sink
Why do you fill the sink with water? I still wash dishes in my sink sometimes, but I don't.
Oh, but yeah, you have to fill them up with water.
Nobody does that anymore.
You add your suds.
Nobody does that anymore.
What do you mean
nobody does that anymore?
Then you're doing it wrong, and your dishes aren't clean then.
No.
They're not. They're all germy.
Don't you use, like, I use the Dawn, it foams. Excuse me, it's in like a pump.
Gotcha. Oh, it's not in the head of the scrubby thing.
I've used that too.
Okay.
So you just, I'm going to have a coughing fit. Sorry.
And that's my fault because I
got you. You've brought this sickness to me. No, so like, I have my sponge and I go, I have the sink on and I go and put a little bit of the foam on my thing. And then I start washing the pot. And then when I'm done, I rinse the pot.
Okay.
It's like you're still living in the world where people take baths. You don't wash your dishes in the filthy water that you washed your previous dishes in.
Right.
You never store the water and keep putting the dishes back in the filthy, gross water.
Here's what I have in my head. So I have a dinner party, and for some reason, everyone's going to take
Hold
their...
on. I need,
you're right.
I need
bad
a moment.
All right.
I need a
Not
moment
that.
To process you having a dinner party.
Yeah, that is a...
All right, I got everybody who's going to be invited to that thing.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
I give you that one.
All right.
But let's say everyone's bringing their food to the sink. They're not rinsing it off. They're not scraping the food out the plate. They're just putting all the dirty dishes with food on it in the sink.
Yes.
Now, if I want to go clean them, I have to take them all out of the sink, go scrape all the food up. Why would I fill the water with all the food's floating around? Okay.
You just set them in the sink. It's just a way station on the way to the dishwasher. How many of your dishes do you even wash by hand? Most everything.
You just
set them in
Hardly
the sink.
At all. I set them on the counter. And then when it's time to put them in the dishwasher, I take them off the counter, rinse them off, put them in the dishwasher.
But because at your fancy dinner party, now as I walk through your kitchen, I see all those dirty dishes on the counter. But if they're in the sink, they're like below eye level. So the sink is like a place to temporarily hide your filth.
Okay.
I know you could still see them if you like get up and over them, but like the sink is just a place. It's like a way station. It's just going to be there for a few, and then you get them in there. And I would say, for me personally, I haven't looked at all the facts and figures on this because you got so mad about it.
You're like, what?
You gotta take them back out. I'm like, what?
Yes, you just gotta take them back out to rinse them off and put them in the dishwasher.
I would leave them there if it's a fabulous dinner party like the one you're talking about at your house. I would leave them in there overnight even. If we're all still having fun, why are you making a face?
Overnight?
Because
so all
what?
The food
then,
is...
Then you've still got all the people hanging out in your living room. We're all talking. It was everyone's like, okay, excuse me, guys, while I go wash dishes. No, you can leave them there. You're not going to stop your party. You're the host of the party, dude.
Yeah, I'm responsible for cleanup.
Or you're responsible for entertaining your guests, which is more important.
You know, I got booze for you guys.
Oh, yeah,
you're fine for at least 20 minutes.
I laid out a few lines for y'all.
When I go wash the dishes.
I'm going to go, no.
And are people so appalled to see a dirty dish on a counter that they have
to? Yes, it's much better to have it in the sink.
No, because then I have to pull them all out again. Because if they're on the counter, they're
like
nimble.
Your level of laziness.
They're nimble when they're on the counter. They can go anywhere.
Nimble dishes.
Yes.
Well, 44% of people said you could put them in the sink for a few hours. For Steve, it's like 90 seconds. He's like, what's it going in there? You're part of the 30% who has no tolerance for dishes in the sink.
Thank you. 30, that's a lot of people.
You gotta be washed right away.
Yeah.
Your dinner parties are lame.
Oh, you rinse them off. And
here's Steve. No. I'll be bringing dessert around after I'm done with my dishes.
No, I have them bring them in, rinse them off, and put them in the dishwasher.
And I'm part of the 21%.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
Fine with having the dirty dishes in the sink for a day.
A day?
Or two.
2 days?
5%.
What the hell are you doing that you can't go get them out of the sink?
P.S. We need you to text us if you're part of the 5% who said they could stay there for a week.
What the
text heck? Us your address. Steve's going to come over and thump you.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.